I stared out across the water and wondered what it would be like to have a full-time man in my life. I think I'm too independent for most of them. In fact, one or two have admitted to being intimidated by me. But this one was different. I sensed that he was secure enough that my self-sufficiency wouldn't bother him. But what would everyday life be like? I pictured his dirty socks abandoned on the floor, his shaving stuff in my medicine cabinet. He would probably come in and steal away Rusty's affections. Maybe things were better this way, a few days of hot romance before getting back to real life. The kisses were working their way across my forearm, past the bend in my elbow, headed toward my neck. "Let's go back to your room," he whispered. I was ready. The slow boat ride back and the trip through the lobby and up the elevator did nothing to cool us off. I thought he would chew my left earring off by the time I located my room key. I knew something was wrong the instant I unlocked the door. The feeling came at me like a subtle change in the air, the way you know a few seconds in advance when it's going to rain. Drake straightened abruptly, sensing my unease. I slowly pushed the door inward a couple of inches. I had left the light on, but now the room was pitch black. I reached for the switches with my left hand, my right arm giving the door a hard shove. The door banged back against the wall as the room sprang into bright light.